Very interesting. Now, I see you have a list in front of you, and I'm guessing that this is some of the offerings that you've just alluded to, a number of the components in what you were just telling us. But there is obviously a structure to all this, and I invite you to share with our listeners what's coming up.
So I spend most of my mornings going out to playgroups and just chatting with parents and being available so that they know who I am and what I do, but also that if they have questions, then we can just chat about it. And we usually have some pretty good discussions. In the evenings, I do parent workshops, and all these things that we offer are free, the playgroups and the workshops, just so that people are aware of that. We offer workshops. I'll just list a few of them off.
Sure.
One of them is called You're Not the Boss of Me, which is a big hit with our crew. It's sort of that age of independence in there, and our young kids and parents are kind of pulling their hair out saying, how do I manage this attitude in my child? And there's surprisingly good things in there.
It starts at age 5 and it never ends.
you may have a few parents say that it actually starts before 5.
Well, true, yeah.
Well, and when we look at temperament, we often see that as early as a month old in a child.
Wow.
So yeah, some of this stuff is in there fairly early on. The You're Not the Boss of Me is a 2-night workshop. And we try and move these workshops around the county. So fall, spring, summertime, you'll see them move around so that everybody gets a chance without having to drive too far.
Great.
We have a 1-night positive parenting workshop that talks about the elements of positive parenting, having fun with your children, being engaged with them, setting up a good atmosphere in the home. And that's quite popular with parents. Right now, we're in the middle of our Triple P positive parenting program, and it's happening here in Perth. And it's our real meat and potatoes. It's 5 weeks in the classroom and then 3 weeks where we do check-ins where they are trying these things out at home and we just touch base by phone. And it tends to be one that parents really kind of sink their teeth into and enjoy.
Mm.
Kids have stress too. This time of year, we always pull that one-nighter out. It shows how stress shows up in kids and what we can do about it, how we can help teach kids to manage stress themselves. The physical part of the body that reacts to stress is a big part of all of our workshops, and there's a lot of new brain information in that old school people like myself didn't grow up in that kind of era, but the parents now are very knowledgeable about these things, and we deal with things in a much different way that still comes back to that relationship and maintains a positive relationship with your child so that, again, you keep those doors of communication open.
It's neat how the message remains the same, but the way you get there changes and evolves over the years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's really all about parents still maintaining their authority but still having that positive relationship with their children where they're checking in with them and helping them. I mean, our job is literally to teach them the skills that they need as they grow up so that they can self-regulate and deal with their emotions so they can be curious about the world and go out and, you know, search out the learning that they need, be risk takers. And I say that in a good way, but be risk takers so that they can go out and challenge some of the ideas that we have in this world and make it a better place and how to take care of themselves in there as well.
Fantastic.
We have some adult child workshops as well, things like family math and family science, where adults and children come together. Most of the work I do is usually with the adults, but we have some really fun ones, toddler boogie, family math, family science, where they get to come together and be co-learners. Because, I mean, this job of parenting is a whole generation of co-learning, right?
Yeah.
As we learn together about these things. We've got one coming up in Lanark on the 29th, and that's face painting for slightly older kids and adults. I mean, you've got to have some fun in there. Fun is when you build trust and communication between adults and children, and doing things like face painting can be a lot of fun.
That's very neat.
Yeah. Positive discipline is coming up. It's another 5-week workshop, so 1 night each week for 5 weeks, and that's happening up in Carlton Place. And again, it's one that deals with structure, so that you've got some routine in your life, and warmth, which is that loving and caring that has to go along with it, again, to maintain that good relationship with your child. And then one of our Probably most popular ones is called Tips for Twos, and that's coming up in December in Smith Falls, and that's for that age group of about 18 months to 3.5 that people can find quite challenging.
Yeah, so, to say the least.
To say the least, yeah. But surprisingly enough, when you learn how to look for it, it's actually quite a generous and caring age group, mm-hmm. but again, we don't always focus on that, right? And then when we focus on the tough stuff, those terrible twos, that's what we see more of. If we can switch it around to focusing on some of the good things in there, then we see more of that as well. You still have to deal with the challenging things, but all of a sudden we get a different perspective on it.
And that's it, right? It's the perspective and it's the understanding. It's like not just seeing a child who is, for lack of a better term, acting out, but it's understanding why they are and then trying to communicate with them on a different level that is non-confrontational.
Exactly. You know, we become parental detectives in there, and we decode that behavior to find out what the need is underneath the behavior.
Yeah.
There's a great saying that's going around right now on social media that says, every time that you think your child is seeking your attention or trying to get your attention, change that word to connection. And when your child is connection-seeking instead of attention seeking, your perspective changes dramatically. And then what we do to connect with them often solves the problems that we're having or the challenges they're giving us at the moment.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm really looking forward to the series of interviews that we're going to be doing and other subjects that we're going to be tackling. I imagine you touched on some of them.
We're going to sort of pick a parenting topic and just talk a little bit about that one. And then if people want more information, of course, they're always welcome to contact us at the office. And it's not just me. I am the parent education coordinator, but all our playgroup facilitators as well are well-versed in all of this. You know, we have a lot of training in this, and they're very grounded and realistic when it comes to families. So you can, chat with them as well and ask them any questions that you have.
And you don't stay with an organization for almost 3 decades if it's not something that you care greatly about. And I imagine your coworkers are the same way.
It is. We're very lucky to have each other there. We're supportive not only of parents but of each other. And we really believe in what we're doing. And I mean, you know, how can you not love it when you're with young children, right? I mean, it's great times. And parents, you know, they just bring the lifeblood to what we do. So
Before I let you go, Jane, if anyone would like to get some more information, what is the best way to get a hold of you or the organization in general?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can call us by phone in Smith Falls at the office, and that's 613-283-0095, or you can go on to our website, which is crowlanark.com, and it'll give you all our contact information in there. You can email us, you can text us, you can actually go onto Facebook to our Facebook pages as well. And each of the facilitators doing a playgroup has also a Facebook page for their area, and connect with us, message us through there as well.
Jane, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, and I look forward to our next conversation. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun, and more importantly, it's going to get a lot of key information out there.
I hope so, and I hope we have some fun with it. I mean, you can't survive parenting without a good sense of humor, so thanks so much for having us in.
Absolutely. Our guest today on In Focus, Jane Paul, Parent Education Coordinator with Early On, otherwise known as CROW. I'm Bob Perot. Have a wonderful afternoon.